Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving on a shout-out Friday. Now, I know a lot of these shout-outs have taken on the high school football persuasion from the 469. Shout-out to South Oak Cliff. I'm driving 2 hours to watch them play Longview. They better win for my gas money. Now, I like that sort of fiscal responsibility, but then right after that, from the 903, shout-out to the Longview Lobos. Beat South Oak Cliff. So that is the rivalry that is developing on the fan text. And the other thing I love from the 817, remember the person who talked about how they're 3 months sober? Shout out to that guy, man. That's so hard to do. I love to hear that. Congrats to that man, and I know his mom is proud. I love that the Tolos and the Twolos get excited for other successes of people listening to this station. Right now, let's talk to our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What's going on?
Now, I don't think we've talked about him a whole lot this week, but I was curious your first impressions or first game impressions of Overshown, because as we established, I probably got too hyped up for him, but then Micah Parsons said maybe he can be an all-pro, and then I got even more hyped up. I know it's just one game, but what did you think about Overshown's play?
No, I think it merited any hype you think you might have felt. I think he played awfully well. If you think that was the first game he played since Texas's bowl game, the 2022 season. I mean, think about it. Guy, you don't just roll out of bed and get 9 tackles, right? Get a sack, a couple quarterback hits, tackles for losses, and play the number of snaps he played, because they were in so much nickel defense with the 3 wide receiver set the Browns were playing. And it didn't seem like he wore down, and he got faster, I think, as the game went around. So not only his physical attributes that were on display, but just his recognition that he saw things. And normally when you haven't played a game, you can do all the practice you want and scrimmages, but when you haven't played a game, your recognition is a tad slow. And boy, his wasn't. It picked up and picked up and picked up. So, yeah, I think go ahead, get carried away.
You like hearing Tyler Guyton say that he wasn't good enough,
and yes,
that only 0 sacks is acceptable.
Yeah, keep working, right? It wasn't perfect by any means. I thought it was good for a rookie, first game in the NFL, changing from right to left on the road, and, you know, and playing against the defense that the Browns presented. I thought that, you know, okay, he only gave up one sack, couple pressures. But other than that, yeah, I thought. And the good thing was he kept fighting, right? He didn't back down, and he just got to get a little bit better on his technique. His feet looked like they were pretty good. You know, on the one sack, he got off slow, and then he dipped. And I didn't see this, but I got it pointed out to me. He dipped his left shoulder, right? And when you're not square and you dip your shoulder and the guy's coming from your left, well, he's got a shorter corner to get around you. You know, you got to stay square. And so, you know, looks like, you know, we'll see how much he learned that first game. But I thought for a first time out as a rookie, not bad at all.
Now, I know it's a big product of having a new OC and everything, but the Saints use a lot more pre-snap motion, a lot more play action. In week one, did you see that game against the Panthers? What did you think about the way they executed it? And how do you think the Cowboys are set up to combat it?
Well, I don't know if the motion led to how well they ran the football, but that's what stood out to me.
Yeah,
that and the fact that they scored on non-straight possessions, which is rather remarkable, even if you're playing against air. But yeah, and it's like, you know, it's no secret when Micah Parsons said, you know, of Alvin Kamara, he's the main focus, and they were dominant in the run game. So. If the motion caused that, well, okay, you better get ready for it. But they got to prove that they've improved against the run. Now, did a decent job against Cleveland. They let Watson get away a little bit. But for the most part, they did a nice job. But again, this is going to be a real test, as, you know, Jerry said. And we'll find out a little bit more if they've solved that problem, stopping the run against really good teams. Now, most of their problems last year stopping the run was on the road. Now you're going to be at home. I don't know if that makes a difference or, you know, but I do know that stopping the run against quality teams on the road was a problem. And so we'll see just where they're at with that, with a new defensive coordinator. You know, if New Orleans goes big, they're going to play three linebackers instead of a linebacker and a skinny safety. So I think this will tell us a little bit more about where that Cowboy defense is. And look, going into training camp, the priority was you got to get better stopping the run.
And they worked really hard on that for sure. On the other side of it, how many attempts is Mike McCarthy comfortable with for CeeDee Lamb to be a running back or to get those jet sweeps? Because that's a part of their offense that is productive and can be used often. I also, though, know that Deebo Samuel's had lots of injuries from, you know, trying to be a physical running back at times as well.
Yeah, I don't know that CD is going to try to be physical like Deebo, because he kind of overdoes it, right, with the physicalness. But I think it's part of their running game, and I think it needs.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To be. You know, got to use his speed, got to use Brandon Cook's speed, and keep teams honest from crashing on the edges. And that's the best way to do it. And, you know, I don't know if he says, well, we can't give him more than 3 carries or whatever, 4 carries. I think it's just kind of the feel of the game and how you're calling it. But I think between, you know, Lamb, Cooks, and Turpin, I think you got to use that speed and make people respect it. And, you know, the more times you can get the ball in those guys' hands, the better off you are. And sometimes it's safer to hand it to them than try to throw it to them all the time. So, yeah, I'm a proponent of using that. You know, we saw it in training camp. They worked on that quite a bit. Now, obviously, it wasn't Lamb, but with Cooks and Turpin. So I think that's a speed factor that they need in that running game to make the rest of it work.
I know this is only his second year in the Cowboys, but Brandon Cooks is a veteran of the league going into his 150th regular season game. You were just talking about him. Do you get the sense that he has a leadership role on this team or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Go ask any of the wide receivers. He's one of those guys that doesn't mind sharing his knowledge with guys. It's like he's pretty comfortable in his own skin. So it's not like he's sitting there with high anxiety. Well, if I tell these guys this and this, they might take my job, right? I think he knows who he is. I think he doesn't mind sharing. And those guys listen, not only football stuff, but life stuff and how to prepare yourself for games, how to prepare yourself in the off season. He's just a really grounded guy. If you ever get a chance to talk to him, you know, he doesn't say, how do I put it, like fluff things. Usually when he says something, it's very intentional. And
yeah.
I enjoy talking to him. I just think it's great. And, you know, last year, if you look at it, he took a little while to kind of move into this offense. You know, if I think it was something like 17 catches the first 7 or 8 games, and then the end of the season, you know, he had 30-some. And so it took a while. I talked to Dak about it. And Dak said, you know, well, we got CD and we're getting him the ball. And, you know, I hadn't really worked that much with Brandon. He goes, but as you saw, The more we worked together, the more we got him the football. And we saw it in training camp. Without CD there, boy, he was given the defense fits. And not just the Cowboys' defense, the Rams' defense, too, in those scrimmages. So they have a much better connection at this point now than they had last year at this time.
The growth of Kalen Carson, what are you looking for him to add to his game this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, you get that first one under your belt, and, you know, you're probably a little nervous, a little anxiety, and but, I mean,
and then
for
the game
a rookie,
starts.
Yeah, I mean, a fifth-round draft choice, and you go out and play the way he did. Now, I'm sure people are still going to look at him and say, well, that's a rookie, and here's what I thought of him going into the draft, and, you know, he lasted the fifth round, so we're going to test him, and he's got to be ready for it. Now, I think the Cowboys did a nice job of helping out some with the safety over the top, helped out some with the linebackers underneath, but for the most part, you know, he was out there a lot one-on-one, and he kind of held up. You're not going to shut people down, right? They're going to catch passes on you.
Sure.
What you don't want is to let them get behind you. Keep everything in front of you. And I gave him credit that one. I think that it was a completion on him, but he jumped the route. I mean, he almost had an interception. So that tells you that he's got some confidence in himself. That hey, I can make that play. Let me go. I don't think they could have asked for anything more from a rookie corner like that.
Now, what Kevin really wanted to ask was what the spread in the press box is going to be like, but I know instead he's going to ask what your score. Is that right,
That is
Kevin?
Correct. That is what I was
no,
going to
don't ask.
Ask
me that.
Come on, Mick.
Ask,
you know the deal.
Me about the injuries or something.
Give us
He's like, I got information
prediction.
On that.
Look, if we do this long enough, Mickey, one of these days we're going to come back on Monday and be like, sir, you nailed it right down to the exact point. I believe that
one of these
in
days.
My heart.
Yeah.
I think the last time I did that was 1991, okay?
Well, we're due then, just like the Cowboys are due.
No, overdue, yeah. Right? To get
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes one's got to land in your lap, right?
Fair.
I think the Cowboys' win might have been a little bit better over a quality, or what we thought was a quality opponent, than what the Saints were. But still, they did things that are very hard to do. Run for 180 yards, score on 9 straight possessions, score 47 points in the league. I don't care who you're playing, but
sure.
I still think the Cowboys have a better team overall. And so when I put it in my computer brain and it spit out, Cowboys 28, Saints 17.
That's a good score right there.
I like it.
Over under, I think, is 46.5. So.
Oh, what did you guys, don't tell Mickey about that. He doesn't want to know that.
I want to know. Right, Mick. Have you made your picks?
I'm right there with you, Mick. That's the number I'll throw out there.
No, okay.
40-0. No, I think 28-17
okay.
Makes a lot of sense. I might have been more in the 27-20 range, but I
about
think,
a 6.5 point
yeah,
spread. Yeah,
I think we're about in the same general area. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Good to be with you guys.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.